Blog Talk Radio. The cost question. The cost question. Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? In the beginning, did you know that all dreams are absolutely free? 9 out of 10 people never live their dreams. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted here on Motivational Mondays, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise. Last week, we had Coach Debbie Chandler speaking on Soul Talk, and it was amazing. If you missed it, you definitely want to go back to the archives for that. And then we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, is so that you will be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what in the world am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I absolutely love it. Well, we are working our vision. Why? So that we can achieve our goals and ultimately so that we can live our dreams. You know, I have to often say, drum roll, please, wow, 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 wow. And I say that because your reports are that each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. And I want you to know if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week, are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last Shape Up series on September the 9th, we were talking about, and we've been on this journey of putting your dream to the test, and we talked about ownership. If you missed it, you definitely want to go back to the archives because we are preparing for an amazing mastermind session around this same topic, and that was just a little sample taste, little appetizer to one of the principles associated with this journey. Again, I want you to know that each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. It's rich and insightful. Allow Coach Adams to share, what's the framework of today's broadcast? Well, I am going to share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And then we're going to open the programming up for your audience participation. We, of course, always love the interaction, and this is a time that we welcome your questions and your comments. This obviously always lends to an interactive environment, which, again, we love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time, don't hesitate to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're going to get into shape with our vision so that we can achieve our goals and live our dreams. Cost of the dream. That's what we're talking about today, the cost of the dream. And again, we are in our series of putting the dream to the test. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment. Invite someone to today's show. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Go old school. Send an email or a fax. Whew. Bottom line, you understand what we're saying. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks to our regular, faithful listeners and to our supporters who are assisting with expanding our outreach. We couldn't do it without you, and so we want you to know that truly you matter. I want to encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and your notepads, your laptops, your desktops, your tablets, your smartphone with your notes, you want to grab whatever you need to grab. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, we are putting your dream to the test so that we can bring it to life. But we're evaluating on today this cost of the dream, this cost of the dream. And we're dealing with this big elephant in the room of the cost question, the cost question. How much will it cost? And the question of, are you willing to pay the price for your dream? Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? Because the reality is, in the very beginning, all dreams are absolutely free. In the beginning, they're free. Why? Because it's just an idea that has not yet been converted. And that idea, it's free. But this is what's so interesting. As you begin to crystallize that and bring that idea into a reality, now you're faced with this question, the cost question. Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? You see, it's been stated that 9 out of 10 people never live out their dreams. 9 out of 10. very interesting statistics there for me, because there's a former pastor, general in the faith, and I say former because he has since transitioned and passed on, Dr. Miles Monroe. Dr. Miles Monroe, it's been stated, would say that the graveyard, the cemetery, is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas were buried there. What does that mean? Someone had a book project in them that they took to the grave. Someone had a new invention that they took to the grave. Someone had a screenplay. Someone had a business. Someone had something in them, an idea, a vision, a dream that they took to the grave. And that's why we get back to our statistics of it's being stated that 9 out of 10 people never live out their dreams. And for many, it's because of the cost question. And we have to be real and transparent with ourselves. Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? Interestingly enough, this question and putting your dream to the test, because I walk on this journey and have been walking on this journey from the very start. You know, you get this seed of hope on the inside and you feel like, oh my gosh, yay, I am pregnant with this vision. How exciting. You have this dream. But then the question is raised, just like with a mother who has the baby in the womb, will you pay the cost, the price, to bring the baby full term? And the reality is that many abort their visions, many abort their dreams. They don't bring them full term. But as I stated early on my journey, the seed of hope of who I am today, speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, was birthed on the inside of me. And daily I evaluate, am I willing to pay the cost? Every day, the reality is presented. Will I do what's required? And each and every one of you, for your dream to become a reality, you have to ask this question as well. And so I remember early on my journey, I was in the mortgage industry, real estate, property management. As many of you that are regular listeners, you know that. And I don't want to bore you with those details, but I was released from my last property management position. Now it's probably been about 16, 17 years, something like that. Could be a little off on that timing. Bottom line, it's been a long time that I've been independent, walking in entrepreneurship, no full-time salary for almost 20 years. And I remember my last property management position, released, had this dream on the inside of me, this vision. I am feeling pregnant with purpose. Woohoo! I know what I've been placed on the planet to do, and I want to do it. I'm passionate. I'm fired up. I've owned my dream, and I'm ready to go. But the reality settles in. Of this subject that we're talking about today, the cost. And now I don't have this safety net of a full-time salary. But am I going to continue this journey? Am I going to process through the way that I need to on this journey of bringing my dream to life? And many of you have to face that question. You see, I want you to know that I had to make some decisions early on, and we're going to talk about the various costs associated with your dream. But I want you to know that in my mastermind roundtable group that's coming up starting in October, we do still have limited space available. There are 6 slots available. six spots. And this journey is going to be absolutely amazing. And I don't say that just because it's Coach Adams, but I say that because I know what will be revealed during this time. And this is a 10-week in-depth study that will afford you the opportunity to join forces and mastermind with a unique group of like-minded individuals who are focused on getting results in every area of their lives and moving to a next level just like you. Having the support in a mastermind-like session, this support around ideas for others to focus and driven people allows you to get different results, and it allows you to see things from a different perspective around your goals and action plan. Complementing that, of course, is the coaching empowerment from your very own coach, Coach Shania Marie Adams. So together, we will learn how to effectively see it on the inside, see your dream more clearly on the inside, because we cannot do what we cannot see, and then seize it so that you can now understand it greater and implement it, and you're going to have principles that are around putting your dream to the test, written by John C. Maxwell. Coach Adams is a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell team. So if you're interested in more information associated with this revealing journey, that again, we only have six spots available, you want to email or call. Email admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. Or you may dial directly to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. We have one session that will run for 10 weeks on Wednesdays, starting October the 2nd, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. And then we have our second session launching on that following Saturday, October 5th, and it will start at 9 a.m. Again, if you're interested, you definitely want to get yourself secured. Again, we have six spots available. As we continue on our journey, I want you to know that in this mastermind roundtable group, you're going to learn 10 steps to conquer your dream. We talked last week, or 2 weeks ago actually, on ownership, and so we're going to dig into this matter even deeper. The 10 steps that we're going to conquer, and we're going to kind of take this journey that helps us to conquer our dreams, is ownership, clarity, reality, passion, pathway, people, cost, which we're giving you a taste of that this evening, tenacity, fulfillment, and significance. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about ownership. Last week, we had Coach Debbie Chandler on the show. Great show if you want to catch that. And then, of course, tonight, we're talking about the cost, because this is where truly many people, they fall short. And so the cost of the dream, the cost, not talking just dollars and cents. So it's not just about dollars and cents. The question is, are you willing to pay the price for your dream? And I have to ask you, do you avoid the question? Do you avoid the cost? Are you avoiding your dream? And I want us to really look at, again, this cost factor, not talking about just the dollars and cents, but I want us to really dig in to this area associated with cost, because this is something that is so significant to understand, that the dream is free, but the journey isn't. So the dream itself is free, but processing through the journey is where the cost comes in. As stated earlier, in the beginning, all dreams are absolutely free. It's once you activate a dream, the activation of that dream, the movement of that dream from being a thought on the inside, being an idea on the inside of you, and now processing it through on the outside. See, once you activate a dream, the price now kicks in. Because only the thoughts are free. But the activation of that dream now is where the costs start to accrue. And the costs are different depending on what your dream is. The costs vary depending on the greatness of your dream. And the costs show up in different ways. And again, it's not just dollars and cents. But many would say, I don't have the money. We're moving beyond the money. Because the price must be paid sooner rather than later when you make the decision to move on your dream. See, when you make the decision to move on your dream, when you make the decision to activate on that dream, the price must be paid sooner rather than later. See, dreams confess. Once you confess that dream and you say, okay, I'm moving forward, and you begin the activation to create that dream, guess what happens? Conflict happens. Yes, it does. Conflict happens emotionally, mentally, financially, socially. I can go on and on. But some level of conflict happens. I remember when I got launched into independence. Again, no full-time salary. But I have this dream. And I'm now ready to activate and to fully embrace and move in this dream. You know, we've talked previously around this same subject of putting your dream to the test, that will you invest in you? And that's a part of what this cost factor is. Will you make the investment in you? And so I'm on this journey. I've said I'm activating this dream. I believe in this vision. I'm moving forward. But yes, once I said yes to it, that confession to move in it, it caused conflict. Because now I have no full-time salary, that false sense of security, because the reality is an employer can pull the plug on you at any moment. But it's, nevertheless, it's a level of security. I call it false security because they can come in and pull the plug at any moment. That's why people go postal, because a plug has been pulled on their security blanket. And so I'm on this journey. I'm believing in this dream. And it cost me a lot in time, in energy, emotionally, mentally, financially, socially. But I embrace the journey. Why? Because I believe in my dream. And when you believe in your dream, you will pay the price. And you have to pay the price the moment you begin to activate on it. And a part of that conflict is people may not understand. You may be misunderstood. I know on my journey, I remember that first year, it wasn't too bad. Had a little unemployment coming in. I had a little savings. Wasn't too bad. But towards the end of that first year, with no resources coming in, just resources going out as I'm investing in this dream, the conflict began to increase. People around me began to say, You need to get a job. You need to get a job up in here. Because that whole dream thing, that whole vision thing, that whole whatever the titles may be, it's cute and everything, but you need to make some money. So you need to get a job. Again, conflict. I remember the conflict. And I started to pursue in that direction. But I didn't have peace. I didn't have rest about that. Why? Because I was willing to pay the price. I was willing to pay the cost. But others, there was conflict around me because of the needs and the perception of others on my journey. There was conflict. And so there was a price that I was having to pay to say yes on this journey and to continue this journey despite the rockiness, despite the stuff to make that decision. Many of you are dealing with that conflict today, financially, emotionally, mentally, socially, whatever it may be, being misunderstood. And for many, you may be at that reality that this price of this dream, woo, it's higher than I expected. And for many of us, if we knew the cost that we would have to pay to pursue our dreams, we would throw in the towel and we would say, no, I'm not going to do it. It's not worth it because the cost is great. And interestingly enough, I would not have written the story myself the way that the story unfolded. I definitely would have had more reserves because I had not a clue in what that would look like. I just had this dream that I wanted to pursue. But if I would have known the cost that I would have had to pay along the way, I don't know if I would have paid the price, to be honest with you. But I got into the journey. I believed in it. And so I continued forward because I started to see where I was coming from, and I just kept going. And many times it didn't come out the way that I wanted it to, but I believed in the dream. And we're talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, the cost of a dream. As we're putting our dreams to the test, we're getting a little sample tasting of the up-and-coming Mastermind Roundtable group that will be hosted. It's an in-depth 10-week journey on this same subject as we're going to dive into 10 specific areas of putting our dream to the test. A group that brings like-minded individuals together that are focused and driven on leveling up and moving to the next level, taking action on their dream. And it's a powerful setting for us to see it and seize it. If you're interested, we have sessions starting October 2nd for a Wednesday session, Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and Saturday, October 5th, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Limited spaces available. There are only six spots available. If you want additional information about joining this rich and revealing Mastermind Roundtable group, email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call direct to area code 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Well, I will tell you this, when you conclude this journey, you will without question have greater clarity. You will be in a place of ownership of your dream. Your dream will become a reality. You will be in that process of converting. You would have tapped into a greater level of passion associated with your dream. You will be on the pathway. The journey will be clear. You'll have strategies in place for you to move on your journey. You'll know the right people that you need to have around you to support you in this process, because there is power in words and power in the right circle. You will have an understanding, and we're giving you a taste of that this evening, on some of the costs that you have to consider and factor. We're going to give you a greater understanding of what does this tenacity look like on our journey, that you would be have this fulfillment because you are living out your dream. You know, we talk about winning, and win for us here in the Coach Adams Camp is an acronym that stands for Work It Now. You're learning how to work it now so that you can win on your journey of life personally and professionally, and ultimately live a life of greater significance. And so I want you to share in this journey. Again, if you're interested, shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. As we continue this look at putting your dream to the test, cost of the dream, we've talked about that we're not talking about the cost associated specifically exclusively in dollars and cents. It's more than that when it comes to the cost of the dream. Are you willing to pay the price monetarily, intangibly, in all of the various areas that you will have to pay the price? Are you willing to pay the price? Do you avoid the question of cost? Do you avoid cost altogether? Do you avoid the subject of your dream because you feel like it'll never become a reality? And so you are existing in life. You're not feeling fulfilled. You're murmuring and you're complaining at every turn because you're so dissatisfied and unhappy about the zone that you're in. So this dream that we're talking about, we said that the dream is free, but it's the journey that isn't. The dream itself is absolutely free because the dream starts with a thought, which is an idea. So that thought, that idea, it's free. It's given to you. It's free. But it is when we begin to activate on that dream that now there's associations of cost at different levels that we have to contend with. The price must be paid. Once you activate it, it must be paid sooner rather than later. But that cost is not just monetary cost. That cost may be emotional. It may be mental. It may be socially. It will show up in different ways. And yes, it may be financial, depending on where you are when you launch in this dream. We determine that the price must be paid sooner rather than later. And once we activate, once we confess, once we begin to move and create this dream from that thought process and activate on it, that conflict arises. Conflict, family, conflict, emotionally, mentally, financially, socially, whatever it is, conflict arises, and we have to face that conflict. You see, the price must be paid more than once. So not only do you have to count the cost. You got to count the cost. Not only must you pay sooner rather than later the cost associated with your dream, but oftentimes that cost is higher than you expect. And again, we said if we knew the cost up front, many of us wouldn't pursue our dreams. And that gets us back to our statistics that 9 out of 10 never pursue their dream, lending to why the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas, dead books, dead inventions, dead ideas, dead businesses, dead movie scripts, dead play scripts, whatever it may be, have been buried there. The latest technology, the next game, whatever it is, the next app, all have been buried there because someone didn't want to pay the cost of bringing that dream to reality and activating on that dream. The price must be paid more than once. We pay the price, but this is what many don't realize, that when you say yes to that dream, to that vision, to those goals, the price must be paid more than one time. You don't just drop a check, bam, one time. You don't just pay emotionally one time, mentally one time, socially one time. It's a continuum. The price must be paid more than once. If you have a great dream, you will have to make continuous payments on that dream for the life of that vision. It is likened to a baby, a child, that may grow at different stages, but yet it continuously has to be cared for. There is always a price to pay. The higher you go, the higher your goals, the greater your dream, the greater the trade-offs that you have to decide, the greater the trade-off. And it becomes even more difficult the higher you go, because each phase requires a different trade-off, a different price. For example, if you're a parent, the cost when you get the baby is far different from the baby to adolescent to an adult. But nevertheless, there's still a cost associated with being a parent. And again, stay mindful. We're not just talking about dollars and cents. We've established it may be an emotional, mental, social. Yes, financial may be a part of that. And so I want you to imagine that your dream, your vision, it's likened to a baby. You're a parent over that dream, and that you have to pay the cost at different stages. And I want you to know that for some, and it is possible, I'm going to be real with you today. We're going to be transparent with you around this, because you have to make the decisions that's going to align for you with your vision. And yes, it is possible to pay far too much for your dream. Well, what are you saying, Coach Adams? I'm not tracking with you. I'm not following. What in the world do you mean? Well, if you compromise your value, if you compromise your health, if you compromise your family, and now you're getting a divorce because of your dream, that may be too high of a trade-off. If you compromise your values, that may be too great of a cost. If you have your dream but you don't have your health because you ran yourself in the ground, it may be too high of a price that's being paid. And so you have to count the cost, because the reality is it is possible to pay too much for your dream. And so how much are you willing to pay? And so the types of costs that one has to pay for their dreams, and there's several that I want us to highlight today. The time with your family and with your friends. You know, someone may want to go to a party over here, and someone may want to do this social over here, or do this over here, or do that over there. But if you have things to do to continue to walk in activation of your dream, you may have to say no. It's a trade-off. If you want the big payoff, see, many of us, we look at those that are successful, And we say, ooh, I want what they got. Mm-hmm, yes. We may look at someone who's been married 40 years and want that. We may look at someone who's financially independent and want that. But are we willing to pay the cost? See, for many, the answer is really no, but you just want the reward. You don't know what that individual had to go through. You may see their successes, 40 years successfully married, financially independent, whatever it may be, and want the end result, but you don't know the process. Because remember, we started out by saying the dream itself, the thought, the idea is free. Where the cost comes in, where the rubber meets the road, it's in the journey. It's in that dash in between. And they have a roadmap. You may have a roadmap, but a roadmap, this is what's so interesting. It doesn't show you the terrain. It doesn't show you all of what you may have to go through. You put in navigation in your car. You put in the address of where you want to go, the destination. But until you get on the road, it doesn't necessarily let you know until you're in flow that there is a traffic jam up ahead. And now what may have been 30 minutes is now 90 minutes because of the delays. And all you know is I'm trying to get from point A to point Z. And so this cost may be in time with your family, in time with your friends, in time socializing, in time K-paxing, as I love to say. It's been stated that a wise man or woman knows how to maximize the quadrant as it relates to time management, that quadrant of leisure time to the activation, for the activation of their dream. And so if you have 8 hours of leisure time, how will you use it? Will you sacrifice 6 hours of it so that your dream can become a reality and you can activate your dream to the next level? Which means you may have to sacrifice some of your family time. You may have to sacrifice time with friends. You may have to sacrifice some of the movie time. You may have to sacrifice some of that K-Pax leisure time. I don't know what it may be for you. But that is the type of cost when it comes to the cost of our dreams as we put our dream to the test. Dealing with criticism from people who matter. Early on, I dealt with a lot of criticism, and along the way, I dealt with a lot of criticism because I said yes to my dream. And I was committed and remained committed on the journey that I said, I'm not quitting, despite the criticism of people not understanding your journey. Not understanding the decisions that you may make, the choice to make, the sacrifices. Why are you doing all of this? Why are we don't get it? Types of cost. As we are putting our dream to the test, are you willing to deal with the criticism from people who matter most? The price for overcoming your fears. We've often talked about fears here on Motivational Monday. And the reality is that we must nourish the positive, the faith versus fears, your faith on your journey, your faith in your vision, your faith in your dreams versus the fears. You know, it's been stated that fear is, and many of you may have heard this, false evidence appearing real. But many of us, we won't move and get on the other side because of our fears. We stay in our comfort zone, and unfortunately, we shrink and we die in that place of comfort. And the reality is that we must constantly expand our borders and be growing and stretching and being challenged. And when you take on a dream that there's such uncertainty, it does exactly that. And it's a faith journey because you can't predict it all. You don't know how it's going to unfold. And it brings about this great vibrancy of life, this life more abundant. Life was designed to be lived abundantly. And that abundance doesn't just mean monetary blessings, but the vibrancy, the fulfillment, the significance that you gain from following your dream. Of activating your dream versus just existing and staying in your comfort zone of discomfort. I don't like where I am, but at least I know where I am. And so you won't stretch out of your borders. You won't take a risk. You won't try something new. You won't try something different. And so I share with you that we have to move beyond our fears as we put our dream to the test and we are looking at the cost of our dream. As we look at the price of overcoming our fears, see, one of the greatest lessons that I have learned is that we have to redefine that fear. You know, when a mama bear, a mother, her child is in jeopardy, she becomes superwoman. She gets this, this power that comes from nowhere because her little bear cub is at jeopardy. She can lift a car if she needs to in the moment of that, oh, my God, my child is in jeopardy. And so she doesn't stop, and she's not thinking about the fear. No. She's beyond that. She's redefined the fear. Now the adrenaline gives her power. And that's what I want to encourage you, that this fear, if you redefine it, it can fuel you forward. It can be a part of the wind beneath your wings that propel you to the next level, that gets you on the other side. As you move from glory to glory, from the valley to the peak of the mountaintop to the next peak of the mountaintop, from glory to glory, from peak to peak, from win to win, success to success. But you won't know that if you don't get out the valley. And the valley, you know it. It's a pit. It's comfortable, so you just stay there. You wallow there because you're not willing to move beyond and overcome your fears and pay the cost that it would take for you to activate and realize your dream. But we're putting our dream to the test in the Revealing Mastermind Roundtable group that I am so excited about. Wow, been getting such a great response. And again, we only have 6 spots available. This 10-week in-depth journey with like-minded individuals as we put our dream to the test and we dive into other areas of this subject is going to be so revealing and so powerful for you. And I want you to know that, as I stated, we only have 6 spots available, that it's not too late for you to take this journey, to connect and to link with like-minded individuals who are focused on the same thing that you are focused on. They're focused on, I want greater results. I want to level up and move to the next level. And as we discussed earlier at the top of our time, just a reminder, some of the areas that we will be discussing in our Put Your Dream to the Test Revealing Mastermind session, wow, there's 10 areas that we're going to take this journey of ownership, gaining greater clarity, understanding how do I realize and bring my dream to reality or bring it to another level, tap into my passion and fuel that to take me to the next level on my pathway of discovering and unearthing, realizing my dream. What people do I need to have around me because there's such power in words. And what am I hearing? And the support that I need. We're talking today of count the cost, that there's a cost to our dreams. Tenacity is another area that we're going to look at on our 10-week in-depth journey. The fulfillment and significance. So all of these areas we are going to take a look at, because these are the 10 steps to conquering your dreams. And I know you, like me, you want to conquer your dreams. You are tired of being sick and tired, and now is the time for you. So put your dream to the test and take this in-depth journey with us. I want to remind you that if you are interested, you would send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call directly, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. As we get back into what we're discussing today, the cost of the dream, just a quick summary reminder of what we talked about. We asked the question, and that's how we opened. Are you willing to pay the price for your dream? That when we're talking cost, the reality is that we're not talking just dollars and cents, but we're talking about, are you willing to pay the price of what may be required? Because the reality is that the dream itself, which is a thought or an idea, it's absolutely free. There is no cost for that. But rather, it's the journey. It is when you activate on that idea and you begin to bring that idea to a reality that now the costs begin to kick in. You see, the price must be paid sooner or later. And the question is, will you pay the price? And not only that, the price has to be paid continuously. The price will be oftentimes higher than any of us could have anticipated, because if we knew the price, guess what? We would not have started the journey. But I want you to know that your dream is worth it. The price must be paid more than once. It's continuous because you grow to different levels. And, you know, the reality is, we discussed, you could, in fact, pay too much for your dream. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what are you saying? Hold up, wait a minute. If you're sacrificing your values, if your family breaks up, if you lose your health, these are areas that are indicators that, you know what? I may be paying too much. The price, the cost may be too great for this dream if it's costing me all of that. The types of costs that you have to consider is time with your family and friends, the sacrifice of that. Will I go to the movies today or not? Will I do the picnic or not? Will I do this event or not? Will I go to the party or not? Will I go to the club or not? Will I do this social event or not? Dealing with criticism from people who really matter to you. Why? Because they don't understand the journey that you're on. They don't understand the decisions that you're making, and they're criticizing. As I shared, I've been dealing with that all on my journey, all of these areas, criticisms. And it doesn't mean that the people are bad people. They just don't know your dream. They don't know what you're believing in. And because they don't understand the decisions that you're making, but are you willing to pay that cost? Despite the criticism, despite the sacrifices that you have to make, are you willing to pay the cost? And again, many of us, the price, the greatest price, I believe, is a great hurdle for most, and that's why 9 out of 10 dreams never become a reality and they are taken to the grave, is because of the price of overcoming our fears. The unknown. That false evidence appearing real. Oh, my gosh, I can't step out. So we become paralyzed. And we stay in those places that we're not satisfied in. We're just existing. But yet, yeah, at least it's familiar. I know what I'm dealing with right here. I don't want to go on the other side because I'm scared. It's too big. But I want to encourage you to redefine your fear. The price of hard work. Will you grind and do what you need to do daily for your dream to become a reality? Will you be diligent and disciplined for you to realize your dreams? Only you can figure this all out. Only you can determine if you're willing to count the cost. How much are you willing to pay for your dream? That's only you can answer that. What are you not willing to pay? Are you not willing to sacrifice your values? Are you not willing to sacrifice your family? Are you not willing to sacrifice your health? These are just examples, but you have to determine, what am I not willing to sacrifice? What is your dream worth? You have to decide that. Some prices may be too high, as we've established. The bigger the dream, the higher the cost. Are you willing to pay the price? Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't even have time to invite you into the discussion. I've been on a roll, and it's been so rich, if for no one other than for me. But we do have a minute or two, so we will allow, if you want to, you know, make a question or what have you, this is the time. We'll give you an opportunity to chime in and to participate in the discussion that we're having today. Are you getting anything from what's being discussed on Put Your Dream to the Test and the cost of your dream? Press 1 on your telephone keypad, but you got to act fast because we only have a few minutes left in today's broadcast. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And while we are waiting to see if anyone wants to jump in and chime right on in, we're going to share with you that maybe time has gotten away from us today, and you're feeling like, you know what, Coach Adams, I would much rather through social media be able to make a comment, ask a question, give some feedback. You're welcome to do so through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is an open group that anyone is welcome to join. Simply request to be a member of that, and you are welcome. This is a great platform for you to give thoughts around Motivational Mondays, maybe a topic that you would like to see discussed. Maybe you have a show recommendation or idea, whatever that may be, or you want to get feedback around what you are taking away from any of our shows that we obviously broadcast weekly. We so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want to remind you that I want to stay connected with you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, I encourage you, because we want you to win on your journey, want you to be well equipped to work it now. That's our acronym for WIN, that you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. We always welcome your calls directly at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You're welcome to visit coachadams.com for more information and details. coachadams.com. Be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our WIN shop, 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, to shape up and win. All of the tools and resources that we have available are designed to give you greater strategies for your vision, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment for you to win personally and professionally. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.